either no garages, no nothing, or 25 feet back and then.
What about accessory dwellings in the hamlet zone? Are they allowed in the front yard?
No. Backyard.
Can you just clarify that? I'm assuming not, but I can't.
I'm gonna have to leave right toward the floor, so I didn't know we're gonna be this long today.
No, accessory dwellings can go in the front yard in hamlets. Urban service areas, they have to be in the rear side.
There.
So why would we?
So why could you build a house in not a greenhouse?
That's accessory dwellings, so.
Yeah, but you can put another house in another house.
But it's the house and a house and a house and a house and a house. It looks like a neighborhood.
That's right. I agree with the CAO. I think it would start looking, it would look very shabby with the building here, building there. You wanna look along, see houses all along the road.
I think they're getting, we're getting a little over heavy in our hamlets and our rural areas.
So you could put an accessory dwelling in the front yard. And then once you have that accessory dwelling in the front yard, then couldn't you put an accessory dwelling wherever you wanted around that accessory dwelling?
No, it'd have to be.
To the side or behind?
Yeah.
It'd be on the side?
The front yard would still be defined by the main building.
Well, what's, okay, so I'm not gonna win on that one. But what about, like, if you allow people on the lake shore to say their front yard is the distance between the front of their house and the lake? What's the difference between someone who builds on the ocean?
We didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No, what we did is that it used to say that accessory dwellings could not be in the front yard, but we removed that provision because it was felt that in these rural areas or in the lake areas specifically or the coastal areas, the front yard is often treated like the backyard. So we
didn't really change.
We didn't
change
anything.
In ours, it's still the rear yard, but they think that other
people. So to that point, you were allowing, say it's the accessory dwelling, it's a little bunkhouse or Airbnb. So instead of it being on the lake shore, it's in behind the cottage, which is what they're saying about these accessory buildings. But then it would be in behind, which you could say that that's the front yard. The ocean side could be the front. So then
it's still not though.
It's defined.
It's defined as the rear. It's just people treat it like the
right. But I feel like I remember the accessory dwelling comment was people didn't want to see all those from the lake. So then why does everyone want to see all these accessory buildings from the ocean? I guess you could argue the same point, couldn't you?
For people that build on the ocean, that's their view, is the ocean. They want their accessory dwellings on the back.
They don't mind looking at a map.
But their accessory dwelling could be on the side of their house too, correct?
Anyway, we'll leave it where it is, I guess. One more comment that one person made, and it was Candace Wiggle, and she talked about the dog grooming, and I spoke to Mike about this as well. So currently in the R5 and R6 zones, which is like the other side of Danesfield, you're not allowed to have animal care, which is defined as land building structures for use of domestic animals, veterinary grooming, daycare. But it doesn't include breeding of animals or overnight. So you're not allowed to have that in R5 and R6. But yet you can have kennels in R5 and R6. And Candace, who spoke at the public hearing, wanted to do dog grooming. She was gonna put a little building, and she was not able to because she was not doing kennels. But yet under home-based businesses, it says home-based businesses include the permitted use of animal care. You can have a home-based business level one or two in that zone. So I don't understand what's so bad about animal care that you wouldn't be allowed to have it in a, or in a rural zone.
So, yeah, so just to clarify, if she wanted to do a kennel, it'd be a development agreement.
Right, she says want to do a kennel.
So that goes back to, again, to that commercial uses in rural areas, you know, kind of trying to push them towards the hamlets. Standalone commercial uses, we're trying to, you know, encourage you to go to the hamlets. Kind of made up for that by having this home-based business that has a wide range of commercial uses. So, you know, if you're, so she could have a kennel, she just, or not a kennel, sorry, she could have animal care as a home-based business.
So she could.
As long as, I assume she lives there and.
Right, okay.
I looked that one up too, because I was confused about that. And to me, she seemed to fall under home-based business level one, level two, but I can't remember all the points that I looked up, but one seemed to contradict the other.
It did, yeah.
I think it was the animal care.
Right, that's not permitted in the zone.
That says not permitted, so she just assumed she'd fall under animal care, but then when you looked, it included, I believe, under level one and level two, if not both, home-based business.
Right, it says home-based businesses includes permitted use of animal care.
Yeah.
But then the zone says it doesn't include, it doesn't allow animal care.
Right, as a standalone.
As a standalone.
Oh, but she can do it as a home-based business. Perfect.
And your home-based businesses are more.
Little.
Like your incubator business, once it gets to a certain scale.
Yeah, she just couldn't do a dog shop like they have in the home bay. Like a big standalone, just one commercial entity there.
Yeah.
Not a little.
Can be done as a home-based business.
Yeah, and if it was that kind of business and you did want to support.
Spots on it.
That was a proposal and that was an okay thing, then someone could come ask for the, from the rural commercial zone and you could go into that.
Okay, and get it. All right, so that's it. Anything else?
The only other comment I seen a little bit on was the fences. As far as the height.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, we'll fix that.
Yeah.
That was one way. Yeah, the rounding.
Yeah.
6 feet is what, 183 centimeters and we went to 180?
Yeah.
So we're fixing that?
Yeah, but it's still 6 feet.
Yeah.
Which is what it's always been.
Was it 8 feet before that or it was six?
No, it was 6 before, but it was, and then we changed the metrics and dropped to the 0.3.
Oh, I see, so it's under six.
That is under six.
And so then if someone wants a fence taller than 6 feet, they can do that, they just have to get a permit.
Right, and they have to be half the height.
And be half the setback, yeah.
But most fences are 6 feet, by the pre-mades.
Right.
Yeah, it would have opened up a lot of problems.
And the, I had one other comment, I remember Chassie Allison speaking at the fire hall about the verbiage was really, she said it seemed to be quite outdated and how it was presented with, I don't know, face font type or something, I can't remember how it went, just about how many different fonts you could have on the sign and.
That deals with signage, and under the current bylaw, it's specific to the number of typefaces you can have within the sign, so Ian's actually got that up this.
So are we going to be updating that?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah.
So the 2009 bylaw, and we copied it through to the new one, the downtown commercial zone, which is downtown Liverpool, it limits the number of typefaces on a sign to two. So it's trying to be consistent.
Right, but I think someone mentioned that logos weren't considered in that, but that wasn't stated in the document. So if we can maybe clarify that as well. She owns a sign business and she was concerned about that.
So, one more?
One more.
You have some more. Well, I'm not saying just one more, but we may as well get it.
Yeah.
Get it right now.
Get it done.
I have a lot of people complaining where I am, especially in the lakefront limited development, that we have to have a setback and you're not allowed to take the vegetation off along the shoreline, but people are buying a lot, they're clear cutting it, they're graveling it, then they get a building permit, and there's no protection for any of the vegetation on the property. Is there a way to deal with this?
Tell them to call their MLA and change the Municipal Government Act, because that is one that comes up everywhere we work. It's a real big frustration of mine that the MGA allows us to regulate the clearing of land in relation to development.
and they all know that.
Yeah, I would love to see that change.
People don't know it, contractors know it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So are we fine with everything we've discussed? Ian's going to bring them back at our next, or we think we'll have them ready for our next meeting. And then we need to announce the dates for a public hearing, which will be 2 weeks, right? We have to give a 2-week notice on public hearings.
That's for advertising, so yeah.
For advertising.
It's been 4 weeks, because you can time the advertising to get the clear span, so after next council, that. So we'll do it, I guess the recommendation that we bring forward at next the next meeting of council will have the tentative date for the public
hearing.
Yeah.
And then do we, okay, and then
okay.
We'll just see the proposed changes made at what time?
So I guess, Ian, we discussed it briefly at the start, so I guess the recommendation that we bring forward recommendation, so it's
yeah, probably the motion that you make at the next council meeting will say we're making these substantive changes listed and holding a public hearing. And that probably meets the requirements.
Yeah.
So we've given first reading to this
right.
Current document. So as a matter of public record, these are the changes the council is recommending be made to the documents. We're going to have a public hearing to discuss those points, after which we can bring the documents forward for a second reading.
Okay, so the 26th we'll make the amendments or make a motion about our proposed changes.
That's right.
And then 4 weeks later, then we have to do the public hearing, which will be the week of the 9th or 16th. We have to give notice of the public hearings. 26th, week of the 2nd, week of the 9th. And then we.
I guess we won't get in because.
Okay, well, you'll figure it out. It's going to be the end of May, 1st of June before we get stuff back to.
Yeah, so our public hearing doesn't have to follow the council meeting. So I guess as soon as we can get after the April 26th. We'll have the ads, which will have to go in the Herald, so we're not limited to the once a week we were prior to. So,
yeah.
So we could probably do a hurry up thing to meet the provincial requirements
yep.
for notification. So yeah, you're certainly mid-May likely.
So maybe by the 24th, or whatever.
Yeah, I guess it's. Ian said if we have this stuff ready faster, there's a potential for a special meeting of council to do that. We'll save a little bit of time.
Well, we'd be, because right now, you know, we've got everyone held with these two documents in their hands.
Well, let's let them do the work.
Right.
Bring it back on the 26th. They'll bring a timeline back on the 26th that explains what they feel comfortable with. And then we can decide that time because we could debate days.
Right.
Not going to make a difference until they go through it.
Yeah, but Ian said if he gets it done quicker, we could do a special council meeting.
Can we have the public meeting this time in the evening so that the people that couldn't attend the daytime can have the evening one?
And should we have this out in the North Queens area since we've already had two here? We had a Zoom and basically. We didn't get a big proportion from North Queens. Is it fair to do one in North Queens or just do it back in? We certainly don't want to do it Zoom again.
No,
I think it needs to be an in-person.
Needs to be an in-person
meeting. I think in-person, I guess one in-person meeting, I think is kind of what I had in mind for that.
Right, where do we want to do it at?
The fire hall certainly worked.
I'd like to see it there again.
It's a big venue. People can spread out. I think it's worked fairly well.
and in the evening.
Yeah, so we'll get the changes and recommendation done up. I'll look at tentative time frame for the process, and certainly we'll try to as quickly as we can get the public hearing and stage and go from there.
Okay. 7.5, there is a recommendation, I think. No, it's, oh, right, we're still in discussions. Thank you, Ian.
Thank
you.
You
didn't, you should build a house down here.
I thought about it.
You think about that?
I'm going to miss coming down here, so.
So basically, the municipality has a policy 4 meetings a year. They haven't had them for the last 2 years. If you look at the pathway that the council used to have them, if you look at the existing administrative policy, they have actually, there's a policy that says April is in West Queens, July North Queens, October East Queens, January South Queens. So we are going to continue to follow our policy. Our next meeting will be in West Queens in April. Is there anyone that has any comments about this?
I think it's great that we're starting.
Okay. So he'll book CAO McNeil if the hall is pre-booked on that Tuesday night, then he may get a hold and we may switch a location for another spot if that 26th of April. Councilor Charlton?
Yes, I just wonder, I think if my understanding is correct, this happened with going out in the community before there were any council meetings streamed. Is that so, CAO?
Correct.
So now that we're streaming meetings and we're making that accessible for all, I have no problem going out into different communities in our county, but my concern is those meetings are then not audio or video streamed, which doesn't allow the folks who want to take part in our meetings in that way to access them. So if we go out in these communities, is there an opportunity to do that? Because I was at a council meeting at Milton Hall before I was a counselor, and it was a large turnout, and it was extremely hard to hear counselors. They did not each have a mic, and the residents that were sitting there were struggling to even hear what was happening or being said. So that's a concern I have. About that.
So what about other counselors? Do you think this is still worth doing? Do you think it needs to be set up so everyone has mics?
Could it be taped or not?
Could it be taped? I mean, the purpose of this is to expose yourselves and show ourselves and move around, you know, whether or not every little minute gets taped and we're on video. We've had times when that hasn't worked. But the hearing is important. I mean, if we're going to go somewheres, then at least the audience needs to hear us. Is there anyone who thinks they would not be heard speaking in a hall?
Think
is anyone
be
concerned
heard.
That the meeting won't be taped? What do you think your value is? Going and having a meeting in the area? Or which one's more important, or are they neither one more important? Deputy Mayor Muse?
We still can't use that? I mean, why
we
can't
probably
we use
could,
that?
But we don't have any sound recording.
But is that picking up the sound recording from these, or is that just picking up?
It's a combination of both.
Is it?
Picking it up primarily from the speaker that's directly in front of it,
okay.
Which is fed by these.
Right, so these halls should have PA systems, though, that would enable us to still do that, would it not?
They don't have mics for every counselor.
Also don't have PA systems.
No.
And there wouldn't be any brackets to hang phones from in
right.
Community halls. Some of these wouldn't have Wi-Fi, or most of them probably don't have Wi-Fi, so it's not like you can stream them live or anything like that. So.
So what do you think? We have a policy that says this is what we do. So we're not going to do it. then we have to have a, then we need to get rid of this policy.
I think it's very important for us to get out into the different communities to let people know that we're not just a council of Liverpool. Because there, you know, if everything we do is from this office, then we're seen as being Liverpool centric as a council, and we need to get out and show a physical presence in all areas of the county. I think that value is more than being able to hear it on streaming.
Okay, so we have two differing opinions. Other people's opinions?
I'll throw in a third differing opinion. I think we should get out. I think it should be recorded.
That's what
that
I mean.
That would be the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
How do we record the sound?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't think it's going to happen between now and 2 weeks from now to come up with a system.
But if you're going to hire somebody, or you're hiring somebody from the city, and you're at $3,000 to $5,000 per meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our minutes. You know, I don't understand. We have minutes that are produced. We have an agenda. It's only West Queens. If there's things on this item, it's an evening meeting. If there's, and these are all evening meetings. If there's things that people want to be part of, be it the Aquatic Society, to listen to the discussion, they can travel to these spots. Where this is what it's about. If people want to take part, they can travel, they can read the minutes. I mean, I know we live in a society and everyone wants to see everything for real, but sometimes I think we make exceptions for when we actually go out to communities for four meetings of the year. Anyone want to speak before Councillor Charlton speaks? Councillor Romero?
I don't think it will be that busy anyway at outings at council meetings because of COVID right now. So as far as being hurt, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
So you have no problem?
I have no problem.
Councillor Fancy?
I think we should go out. I don't know if there's any way of putting some kind of a, something set up in front of us that could just record things and we can somehow put it back on to play. I mean, if we can get that, it would be nice. Some way to just record, not record and send out, but just be able to record it and then be able to send it out on our site after. You know, something like that. I don't know. If it can be, that would be nice, but I think we should go out.
Right. So go out regardless, but if
yeah.
if there's a inexpensive way
yeah.
to record.
I agree with that too.
Councilor Charlton?
Yeah, I still am going back to the fact I have no problem going out to any of these places, but we have someone like David Winters, for example, or Huskins rather, sorry, who sits right behind me, who can barely hear half of the people in this room, and there's issues in this room with sound. So again, I just go back to the fact if we're going to be out in the community, then let's do it right so people can hear us. Because I just don't understand why we would go hold a council meeting to have people say, well, what did she say or he say? I can't even hear what's being said.
Deputy Mayor Muse, with the exception of the meeting in Milton, which I believe turned into a bit of a rumpus and lots of people talking, it was at the time of the fire of the... did you ever have comments from your other meetings from people who went and said they couldn't hear anything, so why bother go?
Not at all, really. There was... The Portman Hall was people there, and they could hear good. The village fire hall, that isn't very big, so they could definitely hear us there. So.
And if you went to Port this year, it's a little bit larger. So April, the meeting, West Queens, unless it is booked that night.
Well, there's lots of, there's halls. We'll find a hall out in West Queens.
Out in West Queens? Pardon?
There's nothing Tuesday night.
Nothing Tuesday? Good. We'll book it. All right. And that's it. We need a motion to go in camera. Moved by Councillor Fancy, seconded by Councillor Romero. All those in favor? Passed. Okay, so coming out of in camera, We have three motions, on the book. The first is regarding the sale of municipal property. Councilor Brown?
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality enter into the proposed purchase and sale agreement with Lemke Ventures Limited for property bearing PID number 70110903, being the property known as South Shore Regional Airport, for the appraised value of $565,000 plus HST.
And that's seconded by Councilor Hawks. Before I ask the question, I'd just like to make a few comments, and then Council, you may make some comments as well. Just a reminder that we were approached by a company to purchase the Greenfield Airport. And the majority of councilors had great reservations, as they were very concerned about the future of the Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association, as well as the South Shore Fly Club. We also heard from members of the business community in Greenfield, who provided us with information regarding the value their businesses receive from those organizations, and especially the Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association. So with that in mind, we, through our CAO, encouraged Lemke Ventures, to reach out to the drag racers, as well as the South Shore Fly Club, and to come up with some agreements and situations which they were comfortable with, which ensured their future, and also allows for that to happen. In addition, Lemke Ventures Limited has plans for expansion activities at the airport, which will result in increased economic activity in the North Queens area. And he also is going to keep that as a public open airport. So on that note, any council members like to make any of their personal comments? Councillor Gidney.
Yes, this has been a struggle to start to finish, but I think things have worked out extremely well, and support this 100%. Thank you.
Councillor Romero.
Definitely has been a struggle, but I think everybody's pleased with the outcome, or at least I hope they are.
Councillor Charlton.
I'd just like to reiterate those things, and I'm very glad to see the drag racers be able to continue in our community. We all know how significant that is and important, I think, to all of us around the table, and also to the Flying Club, so I'm also pleased to support this. Look forward to what's to come.
Any other comments? Councillor Brown.
I think it's great that we continue to have the benefits of the events that the drag racers put on. The support of the Flying Club and the future economic development that may come from this. I think it's a wonderful thing to have an operating commercial airport again in Queens County.
Any other comments? Deputy Mayor Muse.
I'm not in favor of this sale. I find that the price is way too low. I know it's an appraised value, but I find that it's way too low to sell as an airport. I have, you know, we had contracts with the Flying Club and the drag racers to stay there for 10 years, but it's being sold, and I guess we're going to have to live with it.
And in reference to their contracts, they all came with the clause that within a certain amount of time period, they had the right of first refusal in place of the drag racers. But from my understanding from them that, and from Lemke Ventures Limited, they've reached agreeable circumstances and agreements, which they will speak of on their own behalf. So I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Personnel. A recommendation within your package regarding a job description. First page. Counselor Charlton.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the municipal clerk and diversity coordinator job description.
And that's seconded by Counselor Brown. And this is a new job description, combination of some current employees, just shuffling up hosts and making some different job descriptions, I guess is the best way we put that. Any other comments? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. And the last job description for accessibility and inclusion coordinator. Counselor Gidney?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the accessibility and inclusion coordinator job description.
Seconded by Counselor Hawks. And once again, reshuffling of some responsibilities within current staff. Just division, reshuffling of skills, and job descriptions as stated. So any other questions or comments? If not, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. And on that note, the meeting is adjourned. One comment?
Motion.
A motion for, no, we don't do motions for adjournment.
We don't?
No.